wife's got something to do, that's great too.
All righty. I think she does. You know how the girls are. Well, the Lord is good. Can you say amen? It's awesome to be able to stand here. Some of the greatest influence in my life I've heard here. And I thank God. I'm sorry Pastor Lisa is not feeling well, but we are praying for her. Amen? And so we are just thankful for that. It will soon be 50 years that I have been in the ministry. In July, June I started. Graduated from Lee University. That's the Church of God. The Church of God is right. Hallelujah to the Lamb. You all remember that song? Maybe not. But nevertheless, graduated in 72, went to Pittsburgh. Spent 5.5 years under the ministry of David Blattner. I was an associate pastor, amongst other things. That time we had a bus ministry, and I think the highest we had on our buses one day was 421 on our buses. We were like the second largest church in Pennsylvania at that time. I left there, went to Du Bois Assembly of God, and pastored there. Liza was born there in Du Bois. They changed pastors in Pittsburgh, and this pastor at that time, Pastor Al Rowan, asked me if I would come back to the church in Pittsburgh, and so I said, yes, I would. So I left Du Bois Assembly of God, went back there again for 5 years. I left. I went then to being a home missionary in Sharon, Pennsylvania, in Hermitage, and we started a church there. I started first in the restaurant, then we moved to the YMCA, and then we moved into our church. And I was there for some time, and again, I got a call from Pittsburgh. Will you please come back? For the third time, can you believe it? I went back again under the ministry of Pastor Al Rowan. And Pastor Rowan, you know, most ministers are afraid of the Holy Ghost. They really are. You know, there's usually someone in the congregation that will get out of order or whatever, and so it's difficult for ministers. Pastor Rowan really, really, really blessed me and helped me to become so acquainted with the Holy Spirit. I was filled with the Holy Ghost when I was 11 years old. Changed my life. I spoke in tongues for hours and hours. Had a big snowstorm. The pastor couldn't get there. And one of the ladies said, hey, do you got the Holy Ghost? I says, no. She says, well, get up here at this altar. So I go up here to this altar, and she says, all right, just begin to praise the Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you. Do you have gum in your mouth? Yes, I do. Spit that gum out. Oh, make a long story short, man, I began to speak in tongues. There was a river that flowed out of me. I was sweating. It was so cold and wintry that night. Mom tried to get a hat on my head, and I said, Mom, let me alone. Let me just be myself. And I tell you, it was a glorious time. Thank God for the baptism of the Holy Spirit. And thank God for the moving of the Holy Spirit. We need to be sensitive to the Spirit of God. It's not by might, it's not by power, but it's by my Spirit, saith the Lord. And God help us that we will allow the Holy Spirit to move in our heart and in our life. And so in 1990, Pastor, my father-in-law, Dane Tabor, for years wanted me to come to Uniontown, and I would not touch it. He only had maybe 25, 35 people. How can God move in 25 and 35 people when we're having 1,000 and we're on television following Jimmy Swigert every Saturday? No. God gave me, you might want to call it a vision or whatever you might want to call it, but he told me that there were waters to swim in. With the Assemblies of God, you're very comfortable. I was very, very comfortable. I had an awesome time. It was like a country club. Beautiful. You know how the country club is, well-groomed. Everything is wonderful, and everything's taken care of for you, and it's awesome. Had a couple secretaries and what have you not. But he said, hey, Galen, there's waters to swim in. You got to let go of the shoreline, and you got to launch out. And so when God showed me that, I said, okay, and I told my father-in-law that I would come to Uniontown. That was 1990, and I'm still there in Uniontown, it'll be 32 years. And I am so grateful. I always say that the day I left the Assemblies of God was the worst day of my life, but was also the best day of my life. And I thank God. I thank God for his goodness. I think we've got someone that's going to help me a little bit today.
Recite one of her memory verses from school.
Genesis 1:1 through 5. In the beginning, God created the heavens and the earth was without form and void, and darkness was upon the face of the deep. And the Spirit of God moved upon the face of the water. And God said, let there be light. And there was light. And God saw the light that it was good. And God divided the light from the darkness, and God called the light day, and the darkness he called night, and the evening and the morning were the first day. Genesis 1:1 through 5.
Marina, hello. Are you going to sing a song? You want to sing Zacchaeus? No, okay. Susan, share with the folks.
Zacchaeus. First of all, I want to thank you all for your many prayers over the past year. For the flowers that, by the way, I really never got to see because I was in the hospital and they couldn't come there. But I saw pictures. So, but they were very beautiful, and I thank you for it. We never know what God's going to allow us to walk through. Last September, I thought just something very small and insignificant was just that. And then it turned to a biopsy that turned into surgery, that turned into 9 transfusions, that turned into a 6-week stay in the hospital. And then issues with my heart. And I had a watchman put in my heart to protect it from stroking, and it turned out that a blood clot formed inside my heart. Well, the past 3 months have been dealing with that, but God's good because I went to the doctor last week and that blood clot is gone. Hallelujah. I thank God. Don't ever underestimate the power of God. As Beth said, no matter what the storm is you're walking through, you'll get through. And you'll come out different. This circumstances will come out differently. And I thank God for that. I thank God. In the end of July, over a period of a week, I had 3 strokes. Other than difficulty with steps, that's about the only problem that there is. Liza said, Mom, you know how fortunate you are? You could be drooling. And that's true. But I thank God. God is so good. God is so good. In the middle of all of that, Galen had surgery for cancer on his back. We were in a car accident that demolished our car. All of this is going on, but God. If we can find a way to get into the presence of the Lord, and sometimes we're our own block, okay? But if we can get past what we see, past what we feel, and get to the presence of the Lord, our mind will change. Our circumstances won't always change right away. But the way we are able to cope with them changes. If we can just get into the presence of God. You may know this chorus. If you do, you're welcome to sing it. In the presence of Jehovah, God Almighty, He's the Prince of Peace. Troubles vanish, hearts are come into your presence. I become a different me. You keep changing me. You keep changing me, making me over into what I really want to be, erasing my yesterday. Wiping my tears away. You keep changing me supernaturally. Bless you, Lord. Hallelujah. We thank you. Name.
Some of you may know this song. Got any rivers you think are uncrossable? Got any mountains you just cannot tunnel through? My God specializes, are you going to help me a little bit? In things thought impossible. And he'll do, yes, he'll do for you what no other power can do. You know, we are living in unprecedented times. Never in my lifetime would I think that we would be experiencing what we are experiencing. But God is good. You can be gripped with fear, but God has not given us fear, but of a sound mind. I have always gone to church ever since I can remember. Never in my life was I away from church. But we know the church is closed, and for months we didn't even go to church. You know, creation is groaning. Creation is groaning. The church is changing, and I say thank you, Jesus. I say thank you, Lord. But God, we need to exalt him. We need to praise him. We need to lift him up. I don't know how I got into this, but maybe 6 weeks ago or whatever, I came upon this thought that we are made to climb mountains. We all have mountains in our life. I could take the microphone to each and every one of you, and you could say, tell me something that is really, really, really overwhelming you. That you just are really struggling with. You really don't know what to do, and you don't know how to do it, and you just are overtaken. I think of our dear children. You know, I mean, it's bad enough to go to school. Nevertheless, go to school and have to wear a mask and have to do this and have to do that and blah, blah, blah. But our God reigns. Our God reigns. And I, you know, these mountains that you have, you are not to carry them. Are you with me today? But you are to climb them. Oh, hallelujah. We are mountain climbers. God has caused us, and God has given us the power that we're able to be more than a conqueror. We'll be able to be more than an overcomer. And God has given us not that spirit of fear, as I said before, but of power. Yeah. Hallelujah. Yeah. You shall be endued with power. Don't look at yourself as being some weakling. I want you to realize the power that you have within you. You can do more than what you ever thought you could do. God is with you. The scripture says, I can do all things through Christ which strengtheneth me. And I want us to realize we're not a bunch of weaklings. God has chosen us. God has called us. His hand is upon us for such a time as this. We are to arise and we are to sit with him in heavenly places. He's not called us to wallow down here in our problems, not to wallow down here in our mud, not to wallow in our circumstances, but God has called us to arise and to go into that mountain. And once you go into the mountain of the Lord, oh, to be seated with him in heavenly places, how glorious it is to realize he reigns, to realize he is doing his purpose. He's doing his purpose in you. The church is sitting around and waiting for him to do something. I believe God is longing and God is calling us. God is choosing us for you and I to arise. For you and I to begin to say, I am able. I am more than a conqueror. God wants to give us these mountains. I take you to Micah, the 4th chapter in verse 1. It shall come to pass in the latter days that the mountain, oh, hear this, of the house of the Lord shall be established at the highest of the mountains. It shall be lifted up above all the hills, and the people shall flow to it. I want you to realize, you are such a blessing. And God is longing for you to realize that what you have, others want. And if you can just somehow in your simple way, just share the love of God, just share a word of encouragement, just to somehow outreach out and embrace, encourage one another. People are longing, people are hurting. And I like verse 2, many nations shall come and say, come. Oh, hear this, let us go. Let us go where? Let us go to the mountain of the Lord and to the house of God of Jacob, and he will what? Oh, don't shy from the mountain. Don't shy away from that mountain. Don't shy away from your circumstances. We could list a whole bunch of mountains that we are having. But don't shy away from it. God wants you to deal with it. God wants you to climb that mountain. God wants you to have a change of attitude. God wants you to begin to realize who you are and what you are. And you are able and you shall climb this mountain. He will teach you his ways and you will walk in his paths. You know, we need to hear this. Deuteronomy 32:48. The Lord spake unto Moses that self same day, saying, help me out. What's it say up there? Nothing up there? Deuteronomy 32:48. The Lord spake unto Moses and said, what? Get thee up. Get thee up. Oh, get thee up into this mountain. I want you to look at someone. They need to hear you say, hey, it's about time you get thee up into this mountain. Bless the Lord. Amen. Hear the word of the Lord today. Yep. Get ye up into this mountain, which is in the land of Moab, that is over against Jericho. And behold, the land of Canaan, which I give unto the children of Israel for a possession. Get thee up into this mountain. You know what we do with our mountains? We bury them. We do not deal with them. You've got a circumstance, you've got a situation, you've got a giant you're facing. But I tell you right now, God wants you to know this mountain is coming down. God has equipped you that you are able to rise up and behold, this mountain shall be conquered. Mountains, obstacles, problems, difficulties, setbacks, stumbling blocks, troubles, hardships, defeat, fear, uncontrolled anger and bitterness, discouragement, disappointments, failure, depression, sorrow, peer pressure, negative thinking, low self-esteem, sickness, crisis. God's bigger than your mountain. God is stronger than your mountain. God is larger than your mountain. God is wiser and smarter than your mountains. God is more powerful than your mountains. Are you trying to be convinced of this? I'm trying to convince you. I'm trying to help you realize. I hope you would get this analogy. We can sit back and bury it and do very little. But let me tell you something. There might be free cheese in the mouth and the mouse traps. But trust me, the mouse are not happy. I hope you hear that. There might be something that, you know, you're just shying away from it, and you're just hanging in there, and you're getting your free cheese. But I want you to know the mice are not happy. Oh, I like what David had to say in 2 Samuel 22 and 1. David spoke unto the Lord the words of this song, and that day the Lord hath delivered me. The Lord hath delivered me out of the hand of all his enemies and out of the hand of Saul. And I like verse 34. If I look at you, you nod and tell me it's there, Tama. Is it there? Verse 34. He maketh my feet like hinds' feet, and he sitteth me upon the high places. The Lord hath delivered me. He hath made my feet like hinds' feet. Oh, we are blessed to have a lot of deer around here. Isn't it absolutely awesome to see how they leap? I tell you what, there was one in the middle of the road, and he was a young rascal, or she was, whatever, and they just leaped off of the road into the, it was just, how did you do that? He maketh my feet. He maketh my feet like hinds' feet, and he sitteth me upon the high places. The Lord is my rock. The Lord is my fortress. David also, in Psalms 18, 32. It is God. Can you say it is God? Hallelujah. He's God on the platform. He's God back at the door. He's God in the amen corner. He's God all over me. I know God. Yes, God. It is God. I said, it is God that girdeth me with strength, and he maketh my way perfect. Again, he maketh my feet like hinds' feet, and he sitteth me upon the high places. Oh, you're gonna relate to Habakkuk. I sure have. Habakkuk 3:17. Although the fig tree shall not blossom, neither shall fruit be in the vines, the labor of the olive shall fail, and fields shall yield no meat. The flock shall be cut off from the fold, and there shall be no herd in the stalls. As Susan said, sometimes your circumstances are not changed. Can anybody relate? Your circumstances may not change, but he does something on the inside. Habakkuk said, even though it seems like nothing's happening, even though it seems like God has turned a deaf ear, even though it seems like nothing is turning out the way I wanted it to be, I have prayed and I have sought God, but it doesn't seem like anything's happening yet. Oh, hallelujah, my Lord. Yet, oh, there's got something working on the inside. Yet, my Lord, yet I will. God inhabits the praises of his people. I tell you, when things are not going right, you need to begin to worship the Lord. You need to begin to sing a song. You need to begin to praise God. You need to begin to turn off some of that country music and begin to listen to, is it the Sun? What is it, Joyce? The station, the Sun, 90.5? Whatever. You need to begin to praise the Lord. You need to begin to sing praises unto God. I'm going to rejoice in the Lord come what may. I'm reminded, though he slay me, can you say this? Though he slay me, yet will I serve him. I can remember my mama. I wasn't an angel growing up, although I sure was a good boy. My mama would say, if it kills me, you're going to do what I say. If it kills me, you're going to do what I say. Oh, she'd tell me, I got one foot in the grave and the other foot on a banana peeling, and you're just pushing me right in. My mama was something else. Oh, yes, I'm going to rejoice in the Lord. I'm going to rejoice. Oh, you need to begin to rejoice. Hallelujah. You need to begin to clap your hands. You need to begin to shout. I'm talking to you. Don't sit there like a frog on a lump. We need to worship the Lord. We need to praise God. You need to lift up your voice. Hallelujah. I'm going to rejoice in the Lord come what may. I will joy in the God of my salvation because the Lord God is my strength. He will make my feet like hinds' feet. He will make me to walk again upon the high places. I believe so many times, and I really, really, really do believe this. It sounds so foolish. But I believe many times when we lose, we learn more than when we win. I said when we lose, we learn more than when we win. And sometimes you have to lose to win again. Experience is the best teacher. Oh, y'all are very familiar with this, but I'm going to give it to you anyway. Psalms 46:10. Be still. Be still and know. It's hard to be still. Oh, God. It's hard. It's hard to wait upon the Lord. I am someone, it has been my philosophy to do it now. If Susan asks for something, it's like, do it now. And I have tried to live by that. If she asked me to do something, I try to do it now. But you know, people don't act the same way with me. And you know, when you're one of those people, and people don't do it now, it really ticks you off. It can really get your goat. And God's good at that. Have you ever written a letter to God? Have you ever been angry with God? Have you ever given him a piece of your mind? It's good to have a wrestling match. Because you know, in the middle of the night, a new day will break. And you will never, hear me, you will never walk the same again. Ah, yes, wrestle with God. It's good. Be still and know I am God. And I will be exalted above the heathen. I will be exalted in the earth. The Lord of hosts is with me, and the God of Jacob is our refuge. Joshua 14. I'm going to read verse 6, and I'm going to go on to when I stop. The children of Judah came unto Joshua in Gilgal, and Caleb, son of Zephunneh, the Kenizzite, said unto him, Thou knowest the thing that the Lord said unto Moses, the man of God, concerning me and thee in Kadesh-Barnea. 40 years old was I when Moses, the servant of the Lord, sent me from Kadesh-Barnea to Espy out of the land, and I brought him word again as it was in my heart. Nevertheless, my brethren that went up with me made the heart of the people melt, but I wholly followed the Lord my God. Moses sware on that day, saying, Surely the Lord whereon thy feet hath trodden shall be thine inheritance and thy children's forever, because thou hast wholly followed the Lord my God. And now, can you say, and now? Behold, the Lord hath kept me alive, as he said, these 45 years, ever since the Lord spake unto the word unto Moses, while the children of Israel wandered in the wilderness. And now, lo, I am this day 85 years old. How old would that be? 85. Yet, all these people that act like they're old. Dear Lord, the senior citizen shuffle. God help me. God help me. You know, a lot of this is our attitude. A lot of this is our attitude. I'm going to be 72 years old in another month. And my kids sometimes think I'm old. I don't either. But the Lord hath kept me alive, and he said, I am as strong this day, verse 11, I am as strong this day as I was in the day that Moses sent me. As my strength was then, even so is my strength now for war, both to go out and to come in. Are you with me? I don't want you to sit around and think, I can't do this and I can't do that. I can't do this and I can't do that. I used to be able to do this, used to be able to do that. Can't. Knock it off. Knock it off. Now, therefore, hear me. Are you with me? What does he say? I might be 85 years old, but give me this mountain, whereof the Lord spake in that day, for thou heardest in that day how the Anakims were there, and that the cities were great and fenced. If so be the Lord will be with me, then I shall be able to drive them out, as the Lord said. And Joshua blessed him and gave unto Caleb the sons of Zephunneh Hebrew for an inheritance. I want you to hear. Now therefore, give me this mountain that the Lord spake in that day. For thou heardest in that day, if so be the Lord be with me. I want you to know, God's with you. And you're able to drive them out. Verse 10, he never lost his confidence. He said, the Lord has kept me alive. And I am today 85, and verse 11 says, I am as strong today as the day Moses sent me out. And verse 13 says, Joshua blessed Caleb and gave him as his inheritance. I tell you what, this is a generational blessing. When a believer faces a mountain, he begins to climb the victory. His or her life is a blessing to others. I want you to know our kids are watching us. I want you to know not only are your kids, but your family, your neighbors, folks are watching you. God may allow challenges. He may allow hurts. He may allow heartaches into our lives, but it will touch the lives of others. Hallelujah. Jesus walked up the Mount of Calvary to bring all of us into a victory with him. And he has freely offered to us that gift of life that we can call upon him. And herein, within you and I, lies the power to climb that mountain. Oh, yes. In Luke 17:5, follow with me, but I'm giving you another skip in a verse or two. But Luke 17:5 says, "And the apostle said unto the Lord, increase our faith." Can you say, "Lord, increase our faith"? Oh, God, increase my faith. And the Lord said, "If you just have enough faith as a grain of a mustard seed, you may say unto the sycamore tree, be thou plucked up by the root, and be thou planted in the sea, and it shall be." Well, I was contemplating this. I thought of the song, "The Hills Are Alive with the Sound of Music." You all know what I'm talking about. And I want you to know it's true. You begin to climb this mountain in your life. You begin to soar into the heights of God. God gives you a song. You begin to hear that truly I do hear the sound of God's Spirit. Isaiah 44 and verse 23. "Sing ye heavens, for the Lord hath done it. Shout ye lower parts of the earth, break forth into singing, ye mountains, O forest and every tree therein, for the Lord hath redeemed Jacob and glorified himself in Israel." The earth will break forth into singing, ye mountains, O forest. I had a dear old saint, she could not read. Dear Sister Euler, she could not read. She lived in the Hicks, beyond Fairhope, around Somerset. But God taught her to read through reading the Bible. And she said one time, I was at her house, she said, "Look out, look out, look out." We looked out her window into the forest. She says, "Look at the trees. They're praising the Lord." They were just waving in the wind. And I've never forgotten that. I hope that when you see a tree waving in the wind and the storms may be threatening you and the thunder and the lightning, but you look at the trees and there they are swinging back and forth. Can you just for a moment say, "Look, they're praising God. They're rejoicing." Oh, yes. Isaiah 49 and 13, "Sing, O heavens, and be joyful, O earth. Break forth into singing, O mountains, for the Lord hath comforted his people and will have mercy upon his afflicted." In Revelations 21 and 10, "He carried me away. He carried me away in the spirit to a mountain great and high." I want you to see God carrying you away into this mountain that you might be dealing with. He's carrying you away in the spirit into this mountain. And I want you to begin to realize, as John saw, he showed me the holy city, Jerusalem, coming down out of heaven from God. It is not by might, it's by his spirit. And you know, I think of Peter, and you may feel this way. In John 13, and I close, I believe I am, with this. Verses 36 through 38. Simon Peter said unto him, "Lord, whether thou goest, I will go." And Jesus answered him, "Whether I go, thou canst not follow me now." Are you with me? You may not be able to conquer this mountain now. But I like what the next few words say. But thou shalt follow me afterwards. Saints, be faithful. These mountains shall come down. And I want you to just know that God is moving. And God has not forgotten you. You are not forsaken. And you're not alone. You're not alone. But I want you to realize, I don't want you to carry these mountains. I don't want you to bury them. I want you to climb them. I want you to climb the mountains. The Lord is good. Amen. I don't know what y'all do after this. Shall I just close it or you do something? I tell you what, I'm going to leave you with this song. Go right ahead there, Jamie. Bless the Lord. I love you. Thank you. Thank you, Pastor Lisa. I pray you're feeling better. Love you all. It's a privilege and an honor. I want you to climb the mountain. Amen? Amen. Glory. I'm not going to have to sing it, am I? Well, the Lord is good. His mercy endureth forever and ever to all generations. And I will stand up and shout hallelujah. For I know the Lord is good. The Lord is good. His forever and ever to all generations. I will stand up. I'm going to shout hallelujah. For I know the Lord is good. The Lord. Ever to all generations, I will stand up and shout hallelujah, for I know the Lord is good. Bless the Lord.
Pastor Gail,
go ahead.
Follow every byway, every path you know. Climb every mountain, for it ever is true.
Amen. Climb every mountain. Don't hide them. Don't put them away. Climb them. Amen. Praise the Lord. Pastor, appreciate that word today. Amen. Amen. Glory. Glory. Everybody say, thank you, Jesus. Hey, go home and have a great week. Thank you.